Welcome to episode 99 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. In the previous episode, episode 98, we talked about Conway's Game of Life. And it turns out that you can build a machine in that game. That is a computer. It is also technically called Turing Complete. But there are simpler games that can do the same thing. In the 1980s, Stephen Wolfram began studying elementary cellular automata. I believe that's his term. These, instead of being on a two-dimensional grid, are on a single line, a single row of squares. And the rules have only to do with the center square and the square on either side of it. In cellular automata, all squares are updated simultaneously. You can calculate how it will appear by considering each square as the middle square in turn, so that you only have to consider three squares at a time. And there are only two states, either on or off. On being represented by a black square and off being represented by a white one. With three squares that can have two possible states, there are eight possible configurations. Stephen Wolfram went through and assigned different possible outcomes to each of those possible states. With eight possible states and two possible outcomes, the number of possible rules comes out to 256. And he came up with a numbering system based on binary numbers. One of these rules, rule 110, turns out to be Turing complete. It is possible to build a computer in this strange little universe that consists of one row of squares. Rule 110 is fairly simple. A square that is off will turn on if its neighbor is on, its neighbor to the right. A square that is on will remain on unless both squares to the left and right of it are also on. That's it. I have a few links about Rule 110 on the show page, which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. In studying his elementary cellular automata, Wolfram noticed four classes of behavior that they would adopt. In class one, they simply reach some stable state and stay there, often either all turning white or all turning black. In class two behavior, you get a slightly more complicated result, but the patterns are static, simple repeating patterns. In class three, the behavior is apparently entirely random. And in class 4, including rule 110, you get stable structures that can move across the line, surrounded by randomness. So there's a mix of stability and randomness. Wolfram considers class 4 behavior to be the most complex behavior possible. In his book, A New Kind of Science, he goes on to compare these four classes of behavior to a lot of natural systems, which also seem to fall into those four categories. He considers that the principles he found, based on how very simple programs can produce these different kinds of behaviors, could be applied to the natural sciences, where many systems that follow very simple local rules end up producing very complex behavior on a large scale. He also turns it around the other direction and points out that often extremely complex systems can end up exhibiting extremely simple behavior. I have a link to his book, an online version you can read for yourself, on the show page as well. There's also one more link on the show page that gives you audio representations of these elementary cellular automata. They simply mapped those cells that are on two notes on a musical scale. It's really interesting to hear. They did some experiments as well to see if people could classify cellular automata into the four possible categories by listening to them. Just about anybody can do that by looking at them. But they found that people are generally pretty poor at doing it by ear, although musicians seem to do better than non-musicians. Which, you know, isn't exactly a surprise. Next time, episode 100. I'll see you then.